I'm joined by Andrew Schofield, the captain of the motor yacht White Roads of Drax. Can you tell me about E3 Systems and why you chose their product?
Well, we've been using the traditional parabolic antenna, so those are the big white eggs that you see on the top of the yachts, for years. They're mechanical, there's lots of moving parts. And what E3 have put together is a package using a flat panel with no moving parts and the same bandwidth, so the same connectivity. And they're a lot easier to live with, to operate, than the traditional parabolic antenna.
And the transition period to adopting the new panels, did it all go smoothly?
We've trialled them for 2 years now. The first year was seamless, it all worked great. The second summer that we've been using them, we did not have any airtime contract for the old antennas. And that's when we decided to make the move and remove the old parabolic antennas and all their supporting brackets and run solely with the flat panel antenna.
And why would you maybe advise or suggest that captains go for the flat panels? What do you think is one of the main advantages for you? What have you noticed?
Well, if you think of it like your telephone, the telephone's only as good as the airtime contract that you have. These panels they use the same airtime as all the other parabolic antennas. They have no moving parts. They're very light. When you have a problem with the old type of antenna, you've got to get a crane and a cherry picker to pull it off the mast, put it on the ground, repair it, and put it back again. These flat panels are 23 kilos, and you can pick them up and move them around. Ease of operation with a flat panel, they acquire and lock on to the signal in a matter of seconds. That's not the case with the parabolic. They're mechanical and they need human input. It can take a long time to commission from you. So the reality of living with the flat panel is to operate them is far easier.
Finally, you showed me two photos earlier on of before and after. Explain to me exactly how maybe the owner or you as a captain about that change from the boat going from having the domes to the domes not being there.
Well, I think you have to remember that the people that buy yachts have obviously been very successful and they go to buy their dream. And the conceptual drawings that you get from the designers in the beginning don't show any of the antenna. It's not until afterwards, when you've agreed terms and signed the contract, that the production drawings are put in front of the purchaser. And where are you going to put all of these antennas? You know, of course you want to have internet and of course you want to watch TV and so on. So what's significant here is that the yacht that was ordered in 2002, delivered and commissioned in 2004, here in 2019 is being presented to the family that paid for it in the form that they wanted in the first place.